You're listening to Cannabis Health Radio. Here are your hosts, Ian Jessup and Corey Yelland.
Welcome to another edition of Cannabis Health Radio. I'm Ian Jessup.
And I'm Corey Yelland.
After smoking tobacco for 45 years, our next guest was diagnosed with lung cancer. He turned to cannabis oil, and 9 months later, the doctors could find no evidence of his lung cancer. Joining us to tell his story is Richard Lusk in Washington State. Richard, thanks very much for doing this. We greatly appreciate it.
You're welcome.
As someone who smoked for more than four decades, in the back of your mind, did you ever think that one day you just might get lung cancer?
Oh, yeah. Sure. That was always one of my big concerns. That's why I spent the last 20 years trying to quit. I finally did quit about 2 years before I was diagnosed, but no, yeah.
It's a tough habit to break.
Yeah, that's the drug they should ban, if they want to ban anything.
Yeah, it's very addictive. Now, what were some of the symptoms you were experiencing that prompted a visit to the doctor?
Well, actually, what it was a automobile accident. The airbag went off and hurt my lung, thought that maybe I broke a rib, and so I went in and had a chest x-ray, see if I broke a rib, and they found a mass in my right lung, and that was in December of 2013. Had that biopsy, and it was malignant, and had the right lung removed in January of 2014. I never felt sick at all. I just, that was a complete fluke that I had, broke a rib and had a incidental chest x-ray.
Hmm. What went through your mind when the doctor told you that you had lung cancer?
Your mortality, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
A little bit apprehensive, anxious, because I'm not really feeling sick. I wasn't really that, I don't feel sick. I wasn't real, I was absolutely concerned. I shouldn't say I wasn't concerned, but yeah, I was concerned and anxious, I should say. Put my hands in my faith in the doctor at the time, the surgeon. Yeah, we're going to treat this really aggressive. We'll, remove the lung. It's just a spot there in that one lung, blah, blah, blah. No chemo, just remove the lung, and hopefully that'll be it, which I was hoping, yeah, that will be it. But follow-up CT scan 3 months later showed a mass on my adrenal gland and tumors in my left lung and nodules, and I very well couldn't have the left lung removed. They removed the right lung and started me on four rounds of chemo. What was it, the carboplatin and Metrix, I don't know if it was pronounced right, but heard about, being here from Washington, I knew about cannabis being used for chemotherapy, right? Side effects of chemo. So I started making my own cannabis oil pills for chemo side effects, and had very few. I didn't lose my hair or wasn't nauseated. I had a little bit of a rash. They gave me some cream to fix, but really no side effects, except relieved my arthritis and my foot pain, my diabetic foot pain. And after 2 months, treatment, using the coconut oil pills, I found out about the RSO, or cannabis oil, with the pure oil, and at the dispensaries here in Washington, because they were very informative at that time. Found it was easy, researched it online, saw Phoenix Tears, several recipes online. Decided to do it myself, easy enough, same with a rice cooker and stuff. I used isopropyl alcohol, 99% pure, with a water purge, and believe I got all residue and toxics out of it myself. And anyways, I started that, and within 25 days of starting, the 1 gram of oil a day, the very next scan showed, so I'll read it from here, this study is significant for marked improvement of suspected lung male narcissist and consistent with positive effects of therapy. That was 25 days after starting 1 gram of cannabis oil. And I'd already done two previous chemotherapies with two scans, and they showed no improvement, and actually some tumors grew.
So in other words, the chemotherapy didn't help?
No. I kept doing it because the doctor originally recommended four, and the first two, I just did cannabis-infused coconut oil for the chemo side effects, and the scans show no improvement. And then I started doing pure cannabis oil, and the very next scan, 25 days later, after starting 1 gram a day, showed significant improvement. And then I only had one more to do, so I just went ahead and did the last one, and every scan kept getting better, even without the chemo, because I did more like 6 months of cannabis oil after that. And every scan was getting better, with no chemo.
Wow, good for you. Were you ingesting it or using it as a suppository or doing both?
Ingesting it. I would make a gram and roll it up into a little... most everybody, they got it in syringes and stuff.
Right.
I didn't like the syringes, so I kind of experimented around and originally used whole wheat flour, mixed it in with whole wheat flour and made it to like a Tootsie Roll consistency. Roll it up into little snake rope type things and then cut that into 1 gram pieces and then pinch off a little bit each throughout the day, leaving the heaviest dose for the nighttime. I mean, that's what I did. I find it a lot better, a lot easier to use than those syringes. And I used, originally I used the whole wheat oil, whole wheat flour. The best thing to use is kief. That just increases the strength.
Yes.
Anyway, that's what I do. I cut it up, make it into a Tootsie Roll consistency with whatever, sometimes dried up cannabis, sometimes kief, whatever.
Can you explain to the benefit of some listeners who may not know what kief is?
Yeah, like me.
No, kief is the pollen from the cannabis plant. They have a special mesh netting that they use to beat the... It's the pollen,
Okay. Basically. Now, was it difficult for you to obtain the cannabis? I know Washington State is a legal state.
At that time, no. It has been medical there for like 10 years, but at that particular time, it just came boom. I mean, I went to Kansas, and that's where I was diagnosed, and then came back like 6 months later, and it was like every corner there was a pot store. Medical pot store, and that has changed since the recreation. But unfortunately, at that time, it was easy access to get it. I mean, I always was a cannabis smoker even before, since the 60s. Didn't start using it for any medical reasons until I got sick and then found out, wow, this stuff works good.
Often.
I say with my arthritis pain and my diabetic foot pain, I've been suffering from that for, geez, long time. And there was a side effect of taking the coconut oil, infused coconut oil pills that I found out it relieves that pain. So I continue to take those, have no pain in my hands or feet.
Good for you.
David, can you explain to listeners what the coconut-infused cannabis oil, how you make that?
Oh, me? Oh, yeah. What I do is I have done it several ways, but my method now is because I make the... RSO first. I just make the RSO and then take a gram of that and heat up a metal measuring cup of coconut oil, like 1 cup. I put 1 gram to 1 cup and just heat that up and gently mix in the until they melted and infused together in a cup of oil with 1 gram of pure. You can then otherwise you can do it with the flour, the old crock pot method and stuff with the flour, the cannabis flour. And put it with coconut oil and cook it for 6 to 8 hours in a slow cooker, strain it that way too.
Do you still take cannabis oil on a regular basis?
Yeah, I take 100 milligrams of pure oil a day and 8 to 12 cannabis-infused coconut oil capsules, depending on how my hands feel and if I'm working out in the yard or whatever.
How do you feel today?
Great. For 65, I feel wonderful. I have a COPD problem because I was a smoker for 45 years. and actually have found there are certain indicas that relieve me, my COPD, better than any dilator, bronchial stuff the doctor ever gave me.
So are there some particular strains that you find effective?
Well, I used anything high THC for the oil when I was doing cancer to make the oil. Research has always says indica, but I just used whatever was the cheapest as long as it was high THC. The smoke for what I use for my COPD, I find out the indicas are better than the sativas. They make me cough and a lot, where the indicas loosens up the phlegm and dilates the bronchial tubes better than the sativas do for me.
So after taking the cannabis oil, you were taking it for 9 months, and you were declared cancer-free. There was no evidence of any cancer in your left lung, since you only have one lung.
Right.
That's right.
Actually, the report says no evidence of malignancies in chest, abdomen, or pelvis.
Completely gone.
Completely gone. That's what it says in the report, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's when I cut down to doing 100 milligrams a day. That's a maintenance dose of the pure oil. I still do a maintenance dose of 100 milligrams a day.
Now, does the COPD bother you very much?
Not any more than it ever used to, because I was a cigarette smoker. I mean, yeah, it's a little better, worse, because I only got one lung left.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's pretty remarkable that you're able to function as well as you are with one lung and having COPD.
I do, too. I've always been kind of surprised. I don't know if I was, knock on wood, just lucky, or actually humans need more cannabinoids than we ever thought we did. I don't know. Cannabinoids, I guess, what pronunciation is.
Yeah, we did an interview last week with Janice McKinn, who lives in the southern U.S., who was bedridden with COPD. She actually was on death's doorstep, and she started taking cannabis oil, and now she's in training with her two kids to run a 5K race next spring. It's quite remarkable.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, it might be the oil has a little bit to do with it, too, because I do still enjoy smoking it. But I just don't, not like I used to.
When you say you smoke it, do you vape it as well?
No, I tried vaping it. I don't care for that. I got to grind up fine and very small amounts, less than one poke at a time. A couple, three of those in the morning, get the lungs going, cough, and get well like I feel. And that's about it.
Not
like the joints I used to smoke all day, when I was younger.
Mm-hmm. When you finished your test, the doctors finished your test and determined there was no evidence of cancer, what did the doctors say?
Well, he never really said anything because I would always get my reports before I would go see him, so I knew that they were all good. And the only thing he would get, he wouldn't get mad, but he did kind of funny. You're supposed to wait until I tell you this good news. You're not supposed to go in and do this right away. That kind of stuff. He never really, I did ask him one time because he did give me my marijuana card one to save me $100 instead of going down and doing it the other way like I had been doing it and saved me $100. And so he knew I was doing cannabis. But I did ask him one time what he thought, if it was the cannabis or the chemo, and the chemo.
No, he said it was the chemo.
He says it's the chemo that did it.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to argue with him or tell him the facts or anything, because he was these doctors, I mean, I feel how condescending they are to, to people. I mean, they think we're complete idiots that I don't know my own body after 60 years of living in my body, that I don't know what's going on. And I don't think they know either, and it's a lot of guesswork. I know it is. They just, hope they hit the right spot sometimes. They're completely into the pharmaceutical companies for whatever kickbacks and stuff I used to get. I got stories about doctors I could tell you of being opiate pushers that would make your blood curdle.
Yeah.
Richard, Washington has had medical cannabis for a number of years. How much does it cost you a month to make your own?
Oh, a month right now? It doesn't cost much because I don't take a gram a day. But in that nine-month period, I spent close to $5,000 to $6,000 in cannabis flower to make that amount of oil to take a gram a day for 9 months.
And it was the best money you ever spent.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was cheaper. I mean, I wish insurance paid for it because one shot of chemo was $12,000, and I did that four times.
Yikes.
And, I mean, I didn't have to pay for it because my insurance company did, but for one shot of this Permetrix or whatever it was $12,500 and some dollars each time I went in, and I did it four times.
Wow. So $50,000.
I could have done the same thing. I believe if I would have known what I know now, I would not have let him take out my lung. I would have done cannabis oil for at least a month or two first to see if it would have reduced the tumor. But hindsight is 20/20.
Yeah. Richard, this may sound like a stupid question, but I'm just wondering if the fact that you can feel the fact that you don't have your right lung.
No, it doesn't feel any different not having it there. I always kind of wonder, too. I don't run marathons, that kind of stuff, you know, and I never did. But no, actually, no, it doesn't.
So as it stands today, you're perfectly healthy. Some of the ailments that you had previously as a result of taking cannabis are relieved or have gone.
Right.
And cannabis is working extremely well for you.
Right. Yes, yes. Boy, I mean, I hope I can tell you this in another 10 years or 5 years, you know. I don't see any reason why they were withholding it from us as much as they are. If we get some scientific studies, it'd be great. I think they'd find out a lot more than we already know. I just know, I feel it works for me. I mean, the doctors don't, or the one oncologist don't. I do have one thing that I kind of, they sent my sample away to a genetic lab. And because I tracked all my costs for insurance, and my, you know, when I'm terminally was, you know, diagnosed terminal, they cover 100% of everything, right? Mm-hmm. If it goes to the right labs. And I got a bill. I didn't get the bill. I just got a notice from the insurance company that they were only going to cover 70% of this one test they sent off to Foundation Medicine, I think the name of the company was. So I asked the doctor about it, an oncologist, about it. Oh, don't worry about that. If you ever get it in, just don't pay it. And I thought that was kind of strange. And I researched this company as a genetics lab, where they genetic sampling work something. So I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Another thing about doctors, I don't know. They aren't telling you everything they know.
In Washington State, because cannabis is legal now, both recreationally and medicinally, have you noticed a change in the attitude of doctors and the attitude of the general public towards this plant?
Oh, yes. Yeah. My bioeconomist was, you know, accepting of it. He wasn't going to give it any credit, but he was accepting of it. Other people I've known for years, it's lost its stigma. I'm not much with my grandchildren around anymore as I used to be. They always hid it from them. They're getting older enough, and I'm educating them enough to where I feel a more comfortable them knowing the facts.
Did your family feel about you going on cannabis?
Oh, my 91-year-old mother thought it was great.
Good for her.
She was the worst last one to be, you know, hated because she was like, you know, that was one of them gateway drugs, blah, 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 when we were hippies and kids and... Because I wouldn't cut my hair. But when I told her what I did, she was all for it. I was really surprised.
Well, when your grandmother...
Tells all her friends.
Good for her.
Well, when your grandmother was born, cannabis was legal.
Well, yeah, my mother, yeah. My mother, no. Not my grandmother, my mother. Yes, it was.
Okay.
Yeah, in Kansas, they used to grow it up there, wacky tobacco. They said the animals would get into it and get all stupid.
Yeah, it's great. Richard, do you talk to other people who have similar problems to yourself?
Yes, similar and others. My wife, she suffers from her hereditary angioedema, which is just a swelling of the body in different areas for whatever weird reasons. She uses the cannabis infused oil, which relieves her pain. Another friend of mine that I turned on to it was using cannabis oil infused pills I gave him to for blood pressure, and his doctors cut him off his blood pressure medication now because he doesn't have high blood pressure anymore. Another guy has prostate cancer, and he's talking to me about wanting to make oil, and which I will help him do if he makes that decision.
Yeah, it's a very magical plan. I mean, as Corey has mentioned many times, it's not a panacea. It may not work for everything. But we were talking to a gentleman in Ontario yesterday who has a friend who had MS. He was incapacitated from the neck down, and he now plays in a band.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just some of the stories that people have are just absolutely remarkable.
Yeah, the epilepsy seizures and stuff they have our children. It's a fact. I wish they would have started studying this, years ago. We would have helped, but
yeah, we'd probably all be in a lot better shape.
It's getting legal now. Yes, it's getting legal now. Hopefully, we can get federal approval, and that's all that needs to be done right now, so they can do their banking and stuff like that. Because it's so much easier to go to a store and get it, and you can know the quality. And you know if it's been used insecticides, well, you got to trust them, but they do inspect that stuff. Instead of meeting, Frankie at the bar and see what he's got in his trunk,
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Yeah, Canada is going to legalize marijuana next spring. And I think the only other country in the world that does have legal marijuana, cannabis, is Uruguay. So we will be the second country in the world to do it.
And if all goes as planned.
Yeah, that's right.
The whole country.
The whole country.
Country, yeah.
Well, that'd be great.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how this all rolls out.
It needs to be studied. It's helped me. I tell everybody, I'm not going to make anybody do it or tell anybody. I just say, this is what I did. It helped me. Here's my reports. I never felt sick. I'm not sitting all shriveled up. I've known several people that have passed away from cancer, and it wasn't pretty.
No.
Yeah, no. Richard, anything you'd like to say in conclusion about your remarkable story?
THC cannabis oil kills cancer.
Great.
Yes, it does.
Richard, thanks for doing this. We appreciate it very
much.
Welcome.
Yes. You're very welcome.
Thank you so much, Richard.
As anyone who smoked knows, it's extremely difficult to quit smoking. I started smoking when I was 11, quit when I was 21, so I smoked for about 10 years. But when I quit, I was smoking 2 packages of cigarettes a day. That's about 40 cigarettes a day. And the reason I quit was because I was experiencing chest pains, and I thought, that's a troublesome sign, so I just threw the cigarettes away. And the thing that bothered me the most about quitting was I loved the smell of cigarette smoke at the time. And it took 5 years for that to dissipate. But here's a story on the website Medical Jane, citing a study of the correlation between low doses of CBD, cannabidiol, which help people actually quit smoking. It says, most people would agree that cigarettes are harmful to one's health, but quitting smoking can be troublesome for a number of reasons. A major cause of difficulty is the common occurrence of nicotine addiction. That being said, studies have suggested a link between nicotine addiction and the endocannabinoid system, the latest of which suggests that cannabidiol, CBD, could be of assistance when trying to quit smoking. A team of researchers from University College London published a study about this a couple of years ago. The research team used a double-blind, placebo-controlled model for their study, which consisted of 24 participants, 12 male, 12 female, between the ages of 18 and 35. In order to take place in the study, participants were required to smoke, on average, more than 10 cigarettes per day. That being said, they must also have expressed a desire to break the habit. Participants were asked to record the amount of cigarettes they consumed during the week prior to treatment. After baseline testing, they were split into 2 groups. Each group was provided with an inhaler. One group received CBD, and the other received a placebo. They were then instructed to use the inhaler whenever they felt the urge to smoke. During the course of the treatment week, participants were asked to record their inhaler use and the number of cigarettes smoked in a journal. Additionally, participants were asked, via text message, to rate their current level of craving once per day. According to the study's results, the group receiving cannabidiol, CBD treatment, experienced a significant reduction in the number of cigarettes smoked. The same cannot be said of the placebo group, as there was little to no change. According to the research team, craving is often used to indicate the potential for relapse. Cannabidiol, CBD, was found to reduce cigarette consumption without causing craving levels to rise, which the researchers referred to as a potentially encouraging finding. Of course, more research will be necessary to determine whether CBD is a viable treatment for nicotine addiction in a clinical setting. This study is limited in that it only included 24 participants. Furthermore, the results relied on self-reporting and should be taken with a grain of salt. With that said, they suggest that CBD, cannabidiol, may be of benefit to those who want to quit smoking. According to the author of the study, CBD may be effective in reducing cigarette use in tobacco smokers, which is good news. And that's it for another edition of Cannabis Health Radio.
You've been listening to the Cannabis Health Radio podcast. Visit our website, cannabishealthradio.com, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter.